On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, our fabulous producer, taking fabulous care of us, so we appreciate all of his help and hard work as we transition to having some guests in the studio and some not able to make it in yet. We are ever appreciative of him making all the changes necessary to keep us going this morning. On the news line with us now, Terry Burke is called in. He is president of the Union County Veterans 4th of July Committee. He's got a lot of work to do in a short amount of time, as we say around here. So he's getting everything ready. So good morning, Terry. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You still have a big committee. Describe the Union County Veterans 4th of July Committee. You're always looking for more helpers, too. You could probably add that in at the same time.
Yeah, we are. We're always looking for, help. Everybody can give something, as we've learned from all of our veterans. Everybody has a time, a talent. Funding helps as well, but we feel like everybody has something to give to the community and especially to our committee in particular.
Usually the Veterans 4th of July parade is pretty close to the 4th of July. It's about a month later on this calendar, so tell us about that change.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it on Saturday, August the 7th. It was actually recommended to us. The committee, I think people think that, you start planning about a week or a month or two in advance, but really they're conversations that are happening all year round. And back in earlier in the year when, we just weren't sure what was going to happen with COVID, it was recommended to us to push back to, about 6 weeks back from our usual parade date. So we went with Saturday, August the 7th at 10 a.m.
All right, so that's the big parade. Explain how it will work and where it will be. You've made a lot of post-pandemic changes.
Sure. It's actually going to be at the Silver Moon Flea Market. The complex up there, Silver Moon, has been really awesome with just allowing us to use their space, really awesome with being open to any suggestions, anything that we've been wanting to do to make this happen. So it's going to be different. Like I said, it's not going to be on Market Street this year. The intention is to be back next year on Market Street, of course, in downtown Lewisburg. So what's going to happen is veterans and Gold Star family members will have designated parking spots in the flea market parking lot. And the community members and some marching bands will actually process through them. So it's actually a reversal of roles where when we're downtown, the veterans drive through the community, but in this case, it'll be the community marching or driving through them.
And who will be marching and driving? Explain. You mentioned bands will be part of the folks going through the veterans. That'll be stationary. What else? Explain how this, kind of dig farther into what you're envisioning here.
Sure. So community members are going to line up in their cars. I could get into very specific roads, but it would be out Silver Moon Lane and then eventually down Ziegler Road out near the Kelly Township Municipal Building. So if we get the good turnout, they will line up out through there, and then at 10 o'clock we will process, or the cars will drive through and weave their way through the parking lot, offering their thanks and support to our veterans. Then we'll sprinkle in a few marching bands there, and they will actually hope to have a band or two that will be in one place as well. So you can't have a parade without bands and music, so that's how we're going to go forward.
And why conduct it this way with individuals who you're honored, ultra honored to guest veterans as stationary and everybody else moving past them?
Well, we kind of had some issues, and even though we are continuing to distance ourselves from COVID and all of that mess, quite honestly, even as we distance, we still need to come up with safety. There is still some social distancing. There are still some restrictions in place regarding the amount of people that we could have in one place. And if you've attended or anybody's attended the parade, you can tell there's quite a few people packed into downtown Lewisburg. So those restrictions remain as far as, how many people we could get in one place. And when we made the decision, or had to make the decision, of how we were going to go forward, that was the information that we had, that we still needed to keep distance. So it does take time to organize logistics and things like that. So we went with the information that we had, and we kind of problem-solved and came up with a solution.
All right, and your overall goal, honor veterans one way or another. So this is just changing your logistical strategy for you to best do that. Kind of walk us through that, that you're sort of starting out with the same mission. You're just coming up with different works.
Right, yeah, and the whole point is missing last year was awful. We had to do something. We've done this every year for 25 years. So we had to, we needed to do something this year, even if it meant, kind of pivoting, turning on what we would normally do or what we would want to do. So this seemed like a viable solution, and we went with it, and it's going really well, actually. I mean, I mentioned Silver Moon's been great, but the feedback from the veterans that we've been contacting, they've been awesome. They're ready to go for it. They're excited. And I think it's going to be different, but I think it's still going to be a lot of fun.
Well, everybody attending wants to be 100% safe for everybody who will be attending there. So that may be why you're probably getting a lot of buy-in here. Plus, we have to do something to honor our veterans. So this is a great way to do it. Tell us about any unmet needs you may have, anything you're looking for, donations, whatever it is. Unmet needs, what's that list look like?
Well, donations always help for sure, and we've actually started that. It's year-long. Anybody can donate any time of year, but the donation drive has begun. Folks might be getting some letters in the mail about how to donate, and you can just contact our website if you need to donate, or email directly would be best. UCVeterans4, that's the letter 4, TH. Of July at gmail.com. But also, we need help. Like I said at the beginning up front, everybody has something to give. If it's not financial, then there's the time, there's talent, there's contacts. Just, hey, I know a guy, or I know somebody who could help, with who knows. And this parade can be, it's interesting. But you never know where and how things might take you, and you never know where a contact will be just so valuable. Just one contact can be really valuable to what we're trying to do.
Each year, in the past couple years anyway, we've had a Jeep Jamboree. There were fireworks and bands playing at Bucknell, and a run through town, and a ride that starts at a really distant location, hundreds of miles away. Those particular accoutrements aren't there this year. So kind of explain that these are some of the key elements that you had to adjust.
Right. There will actually be a Freedom Bike Ride. It's going to be the normal time of the parade, which is coming up here. The parade would have been here in, about 10 days or so, typically. But having to push back and following the recommendations that we got to August 7th. But there will be a Freedom Bike Ride. I think it's filled up, but I'll have to talk with Kevin Bittenbender, the organizer, for that. So, again, if you have any questions with that, just email us, contact us. But we're working on other plans. To try to enhance. All I can say is they're in the works, but I'm not exactly sure where we're headed yet, but I know that we are having conversations.
All right. Well, make a pitch for folks to attend, to make sure that they're part of this and get an opportunity to avail themselves of the event on August 7th. So give folks a real quick overview and make a pitch for them to attend.
Sure, August 7th, Silver Moon, 10 a.m. to noon. Come out and support our veterans. They do so much, have done so much, continue to do so much for us, as we learn, as you get to talk to these guys, guys and gals. You get to meet some interesting people. We'll have a couple static displays to learn, about Vietnam helicopters and things of that nature. So we owe them pretty close to everything. So come out and say thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. Keep us informed about your unmet needs. We'll reiterate on the radio that there are some opportunities to donate or contribute to something or another or to volunteer, and you're looking for all those kind of helps. So lots of folks are enjoy the parade, but this will be an opportunity for them to give to the parade. Thank you so much, Terry. Thanks for all you're doing.
Oh, thank you. No problem. Appreciate it. Thank you to all our veterans.
All right. We'll talk again as the parade gets closer. That is Terry Burke, president of the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade Committee. This year's parade a month later than normal, August 7th at 10 a.m. And all of it, the entire parade at the Silver Moon Complex off Route 15 north of Lewisburg, in this case, veterans and Gold Star families, will be stationary along the parade route. And you and I and individual bands and vehicles will move through those individuals. So this will be an opportunity for the veterans not to be in the parade, but to be along the parade route and for the parade to come to them directly. And, of course, all of these changes have to be decided months ago. So I think that's the key to all of this. You may say, well, you know, we got to certainly have eased up on the mitigation. We're returning to some normalcy. Well, all of these plans and insurances and vendors and activities have to be locked in back when the mitigation was stronger. So you may see something that's maybe the mitigation seems too strong, but as Terry explained, they were kind of living in the past a little bit to make sure that they were still in compliance with things as they got close. But still going to be a big salute, an opportunity to honor veterans in a big way. Union County, August 7th, 10 a.m. We'll keep you posted about that. Terry will be back in the weeks and months ahead with more information.